The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, please turn everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there.
Hola. Hola. All right, Kat, Hola. Before we even get to this, you do know that today, playing on Profile This, if you are correct to get the answer correct, our friends at Emerald Queen Casino, they want to hook you up. First of all, you get tickets to see Blackberry Smoke playing this Friday, but more than that, you also win a suite hotel room at the Emerald Queen Casino for the night of the show.
Sweet.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? You can make some hanky-panky in there, or whatever it is you want to do. So you understand that is what I'm just saying. You get a suite at a casino, like, that's sexy time. And thanks to Mike, whoever you're with will have the Ten Commandments of
Jesus
sex.
Jesus Christ, I hope not.
But in the meantime, do you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Your choices today, you have the category of bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We also offer you hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, we offer you seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's do the petty conflict.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, we go to Pennsylvania, where a man is behind bars after a dispute with his son spiraled into a criminal investigation. So investigators say the confrontation happened at a home when a son ran from the property after his father pointed a gun at his head and threatened to shoot him. Now, the father, 56-year-old George Weaver, he's facing serious charges. Apparently, George and his son got into an argument, and then it quickly escalated. They say the argument escalated to the point where the father produced a pistol from his waistband and threatened to shoot his own son in the head. Well, fearing for his life, the son ran from the property and called the police. According to court documents, they also say that George threatened to return with someone else, quote, to finish the job. Well, police later found George and they took his dumb ass into custody. The question is, what was George arguing with his son about that he pulled out a pistol and threatened to shoot his own child in the head? Was it about leaving dishes in the sink? Was it over a weed whacker? Was it about smoking weed in the house? Or was it an argument over the TV remote? So leaving dishes in the sink, a weed whacker, smoking weed, or the TV remote? All of these, of course, completely justify pulling out a gun and threatening your own child.
What's your first instinct?
Well, he knows.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like,
none of the above is a father. None of those. None of those.
Yeah, not finding your remote, though.
You get irritated.
You do.
Oh, man, yeah. You do get mad at that. Me and my kids, I don't know, like 2 months ago. Who the F had the remote last?
I don't know.
What do you think?
That's a tough one.
I was thinking the remote sounds.
You going to remote?
You got a remote, Kat?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. She have a killer kid for a remote. Never know.
I'm going to go dishes in the sink, Ted.
That was my second.
I'm going to go outside and say that this guy's kid broke the weed whacker.
Weed whacker. Okay. What was the fight over? Dishes in the sink, a weed whacker, smoking weed, or a TV remote? We'll find out next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is a serious thing on Profile This. We got a PA dad jailed after an argument with his son where the dad got so mad he pulled a gun on him. So the son ran off and called police.
Yeah.
Question is, what was the fight over? Dishes in the sink, a weed whacker, smoking weed, or a TV remote?
And, Kat, that is the question that we propose to you for your opportunity to check out Blackberry Smoke this Friday at the Emerald Queen Casino, and also for your chance to win a suite at the hotel room at Emerald Queen Casino.
If Ted and I win, can we go?
You got to talk to the people at Emerald Queen Casino.
I don't think we're eligible.
That I don't. Well, you know. Hey.
Could be kind of fun.
Yeah. I'll split the room with you.
Miles, I'll tell you what, let's start with you.
Oh, God.
Don't even worry about
darn it.
You said dishes. It was not about dishes. Kat, you went with the TV remote. I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh.
It was not the TV remote. D. Ted Smith, he went with the weed whacker.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Let's go. Congratulations, D. Ted Smith.
Hey, Mike, I'm leaving work early on
Friday. You can't win.
Maybe I'll go by their little new Irish or English pub and watch a little World Cup game before I watch the show and then lay my head down in a very nice suite at the Emerald Queen Casino.
Talking about the pitch side pub over there, Ted?
Damn right. Seriously, I'm out, boys.
What a suck up.
Leaving Friday early.
God. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
You corporate shill.
I'll spend my own $200 at the steakhouse.
Pretty sure it used to be a DJ named Reed Wacker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there to tell you. These guys have talented teams of writers and something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I go swimming in the nice pool there in that hotel. Jeep is recalling over 1 million cars because they can overheat and catch on fire when they're off. When they heard, Tesla was like, game recognizes game.
That's Fallon. Smith.
Fallon.
Jeep is recalling over 1 million cars because they can overheat and catch on fire even when they're off. When they heard, Tesla was like, game recognize game. Not bad.
Scotch bonnet pepper is in short supply this year as the crop was decimated by hurricanes last year, meaning bad news for spice lovers and great news for white people.
Me, Tesla.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Yeah, it's me.
Why is that good news for white people? Because there's a shortage.
We hate spice, generally.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a stereotype.
Oh, okay.
Extra mayonnaise. Just describing myself.
I was going to say, is that a stereotype?
That's you.
I think for the most part.
I mean, that is the third time, but also I'm like, but that's also you.
A hedge fund founder listed his compound for a record $152 million. Or two tickets to game four.
I'll say Fallon.
Fallon. Seth Meyers.
A hedge fund founder recently listed his Hamptons compound for a record $152.5 million. Or two tickets to game four.
There's a new dating trend called kitten fishing, where people tell small lies about themselves in the early stages of dating to make themselves seem more attractive. So, dating. Kitten fishing also sounds like something to do with your Uncle Jasper in West Virginia. You just put your hand in there, whatever gets yours.
Seth.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Apparently, there's a new dating trend called kitten fishing, where people tell small lies about themselves in the early stages of dating to make themselves seem more attractive. So, dating. Kitten fishing sounds like something you do with your Uncle Jasper in West Virginia. Like, you just put your hand in, whatever you get.
You got an Uncle Jasper?
No.
Oh.
You were hoping so bad he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to hang out with a guy that's like, you know, early 60s, and he fishes. And he goes by Jasper.
But like, just put your hand in there wherever you get. Yours is yours, buddy.
All right. I think most people know. Some people found out on Monday in an Uber with me. But the World Cup is kicking off this week. In fact, tomorrow it kicks off.
Wasn't sure.
That's so sweet. Yeah, dude. Right. And the bulk of the games are here in the States.
Yes.
But Canada is also hosting
Mexico,
some.
Too.
So is Mexico as well. And I was going to say, like, I mean, Mexico City, right? Estadio Azteca, right? Mm-hmm. Like, famous, right? I think that's Club America and some other team. But, I mean, the hand of God was there. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of famous stadiums being used. But, like they're saying here, most Americans don't seem to care. 54% of Americans said they're not interested at all in the tournament. 14 just said not very interested.
Okay, 54%. I wonder if we asked, fan-wise or non-fan-wise, do you care about the NHL Stanley Cup? Do you care about the NBA Finals? I'd also be curious to see that number as well.
I think what happens is, look, whatever the final matchup is in World Cup, that's going to do really, really great. But I think in the U.S., because we're not a soccer heavy, we're getting better, but it's not like the rest of the world. It's like, wait, how many games are there? Right. So when you get down to whoever your final four are going to be, I think you'll definitely see a shift in people paying attention.
I mean, I got 130 people on YouTube right now. I could probably find out a couple numbers.
Yeah.
No, but Miles is right, too. If you just had a poll.
Right, about anything.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, look. I had the Stanley Cup Finals on last night, but, you know, it was recording a brand new episode of the podcast. So, I mean, I was kind of watching it, but
it's on.
If somebody asked me, like, I'd probably been like, I don't
know. You could do that in any city. You go to Cincinnati. Yeah. Do you care about the Reds? Maybe it's 54%.
Now, I will also agree with Thrill. I think because the states, you know, we've gotten much better.
Sure.
We've come a long way. But, like, right, like, not everybody is nearly, we're just not a soccer nation.
No.
Maybe tomorrow I'll break down how we got the word soccer, and it is English.
That's the irony. You get an English guy. Well, you guys call it soccer. Like, because you guys started calling it soccer to differentiate between the potential sports they might be playing.
Rugby was football. There was association football, and these British schoolboys, they used to shorten words and then add ER to the end of it because they thought it was funny. But even those British schoolboys, they weren't going to start with Asser. So they just started with the S's, and it became soccer.
Right, because there was there was football, which we now call rugby. There was association football, which is what we call soccer. And to your point, it was the English that are like, let's drop the A, so it's soccer for association, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But then they give us grief. You call it soccer. Like, you call it soccer.
Right, I know. And I get it. Our football, we do use our feet, but it's rare we're throwing the ball.
I didn't see this, Ted. When I was driving in today, there was a bunch of cars that do that thing where on Fifth, they just stop in the actual lane and unload all their baggage where they don't know that like that lane is 25 miles an hour and you can't stop. And there were 8 of those cars with people doing the thing where I'm like, I'm so happy I'm not married to you.
Yeah.
Like 8 bags, like huge-ass bags coming out of the back of these vans.
Yeah.
And so people are loading in today.
Yeah.
I mean, already for Monday.
Well, and like I was saying, like, I get it. A lot of people don't care. Thrill's also right. I think as you get deeper into the tournament,
of course,
people will care more. But, you know, also you still do have, right, like we got NBA Finals tonight. Hockey's going on in another week or two, right? Like we're into that stretch of baseball where it's like you're playing games every day. You still have 3.5 months of a season left.
But you also headed toward the All-Star break. So people kind of refocus on baseball to determine if they think their team's going to be good or bad at the All-Star break.
I think I do think that once hockey and especially basketball's done, more people start watching, and it's going to be nice. Also, it's here in the States.
Yeah.
So we can actually like watch the games. As a longtime Arsenal fan, I'm dying laughing at these English people that are like, I usually watch every match, but I got to get up at this time in the morning.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Yeah, suck it for a change. Right?
Typically, it's normally the Super Bowl.
I think
if you're in Australia or something.
Right. Like, I think it's nice for us that the game times are on. And truthfully, you know, like I have one buddy, right? My buddy Dunk, right? His family is Dutch originally. So I don't really have a thing about the Dutch. But for Dunk, I'll cheer for the Netherlands for a while.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, you'll pick your team as you go along. And
well, Team Egypt is in town. They're walking around doing shopping and all that. I've seen a lot of pictures.
Like this.
I'm rooting for them because of the KFC in front of the pyramids.
There you go. Yeah.
Belgium is using the Sounders facility.
Oh, really?
Right, down in Renton. They're staying in town. That's a very good team. So, yeah, there'll be more excitement building up. And then I think also once you get past Friday night and you watch that first USA match, which they need to win, you just losing the first match in your World Cup just is a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that will get people more into it. And it's like anything else, right? What was it this year for the Winter Olympics? For 2 weeks, we're Luge fans and massive hockey fans.
Yeah.
Not the rest of the year.
And if you're Team Belgium, go to Dino's because they got Men's Room IPA on tap. Go down to Burnett's, get some chicken wings.
Dino's, great spot. And I think it's a partner with some beer. I saw it on a list today.
Oh, all right. Nice.
But yeah, I think people will get more into it and it'll be a little more fun. And then also, for people that don't watch a ton of soccer, these are the best players, bar none. Right.
Yes.
Usually, you know, when you have clubs like Arsenal and stuff, they can pick and choose. But most of these countries will have at least one or two stars that you know from the Premier League or the Spanish League or this and that. Like, just give them a watch. It'll be fun.
Sure.
And truthfully, it's quicker.
It's a lot quicker.
Yeah. Like, I love the NFL. And that's the thing, too. I do worry that we turn into like just NFL country. Like, we can watch other sports.
Yeah.
Divorcing couples. This is kind of ridiculous. Basically, now you can argue in court about who gets the Netflix password.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Who pays for it gets the password.
To me, it's that simple.
It really is. That is not part of the afterlife when you get a divorce.
Yeah, you want to pay for it.
Right. You want a phone? You pay for it.
Yeah.
You want a car? You pay for it. You split all our crap up. It's not on me. And plus, they don't want you to share those passwords. Because I know that because my daughters will try to log in on them, and they'll get flagged somewhere. And then I get an email like, someone's trying to log into your Netflix account from Washington, D.C. And I'm like, I know exactly who that is. Get your own account.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Right. There's a lot of things you can debate, but like, if you want Netflix, pay for it. They offer
it.
I think it was just funnier as it actually showed up in like a court case. And just like, this
well,
is...
Come on, guys. Yeah, at that point, you're being as petty as you could possibly
I would cancel it.
Yeah.
And then sign up 2 months later again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not right. It's not hard. Right? And again, it's not like you're getting... We're not talking about a major thing like a house or a car.
I want my cheese from the Cheese of the Month Club.
You can have it.
Take it. Take the
ball. Talk a little bit of NBA Finals over on ABC tonight. You do have the Knicks hosting the Spurs. That is game four. Man, Knicks need to win that game. Hey, they got two in San Antonio, but I was kind of shocked they got a little bullied there by Wemby and the rest of like.
Oh, yeah.
They need to win bullied. That game tonight. You win that. They lose that game tonight. Great for me as an average fan. That means basically you got to go seven, I think. But, man. They need to win that game.
They need to come out pretty hot on defense.
Yeah.
Just keep pressing. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you listening to Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to the not-so-friendly skies where a man could get 20 years in jail after slapping a butt. Meanwhile, a popular tourist attraction has to close because visitors keep emptying their gut. Florida man crashes his car before carjacking another and then driving to Chick-fil-A. A flight from Mexico to London had an unwanted stray. And today's rescued animal is a horse, stuck in its own trailer. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, top seven, we're going to Florida, where one man is fitting the stereotype swimmingly. Our boy got himself into a nasty car crash, wrecking his SUV to the point of totaling the vehicle and bloodying himself in the process. When a good Samaritan stopped to check if he needed help, he responded by jumping into her vehicle and speeding off to his nearest Chick-fil-A location. He parked the car and walked into the restaurant where one patron asked the obvious question, "Are you okay?" No. But the man shouted, quote, "Does it look like I'm okay?" before walking over to a child within the restaurant, stealing one of their fries, and then taking off again. He was eventually confronted by police inside of a local gas station, and then after his arrest, police found drugs in his possession, which added to his charges. The child received a new order of fries free of charge.
Sweet. Should have got the whole meal on the house.
Yeah. Stealing a doggone fries off a kid.
And then it took one. If you're going to do it, then snatch them all.
At that point, do you blame like a concussion? Like, I didn't know what I was doing, man. I just, my head was so messed up.
I mean, I do, but I'm lying.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I blame a concussion. Did I have a concussion? No.
Temporary insanity.
Right.
Hey, over that whole story, him stealing one french fry is really like the crazy part.
Yeah, but it makes him suck. We did Who Sucks Last today, and now you know what? Then you suck for doing that, stealing the kid's doggone french fry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let him
the guys already have like a breakdown. Why he went to a Chick-fil-A? I'm just like, what?
I need a chicken sandwich, damn it.
Yeah.
No, his goal was not to buy anything, though. Obviously, he just went there and he was like, if anyone has food, I'm taking some.
Right. I'm getting me some.
But then he did order a milkshake.
He did.
Yeah. He did do that.
Are you okay?
No. Absolutely not.
No, I'm losing it.
You think he grabbed one of the end pieces of those waffle fries or did he just grab one?
God, I hope he didn't. Grab the end piece. Those are the worst.
Oh, my God. I love them, Miles.
Really?
They're the best ones.
Okay. All right.
Hell yeah. Let's see. Let's go to London, where authorities are on the lookout for a stowaway. A plane from Mexico had landed at Gatwick that was emptied of its 345 passengers and was in the process of being cleaned from crew members when one of them spotted something out of place, a mock viper, which is considered to be mildly venomous.
Mildly venomous.
Yeah, like, right?
So venomous.
It'll only poison you a little bit.
Right.
But it had managed to enjoy the entire ride undetected. Authorities believe that a passenger had managed to smuggle the animal on board, but it managed to escape its confines at some point, giving it open access around the cabin. It escaped the view of cleaning crews and was only spotted one more time by a ground crew member before never being seen again. Now the plane has been grounded until the snake is found.
I mean, honestly, you probably should have to destroy that plane.
Burn it. It's probably laid egg somewhere.
787.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of expensive. Plus a big plane, too.
We need a doggone viper out here.
That's the thing. It's a big plane.
I mean, that's why that movie...
Snakes on a plane?
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's like, there's no way this is going to happen. And then it happened. I'm like, that is beyond terrifying.
I wonder if this guy actually kind of halfway had that intent. Of just like,
I'm just going to cause chaos,
right? Because there was nobody looking for it. Obviously not, you know, but at the same time, like, it's just, how did he manage to smuggle that doggone thing?
He got it in. He's coming from Mexico. He's going to London. He obviously had a seller.
Yeah.
So he did not want that thing to get out. Or a buyer, yes.
Yeah.
So he did not want to lose that cash. Trust me, he opened that bag and went, oh no, my whole reason.
Damn it.
To fly to London right now, and I lost the cargo.
I'm going to tell you another thing. If I was Heathrow, I would put out press releases right now. 100% snake free. Right, because that's the other airport.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm flying to Heathrow.
Why go to Gatwick and get bitten by a mildly venomous snake?
Yeah. Sure. Is it easier to get in and out of? Yes. Is it cheaper? Yes. Are there snakes? Unfortunately, yes.
A popular tourist attraction in New Zealand is now under temporary closure thanks to somebody that can't keep it in their pants. Local district council announced on social media that the local fernery, side note, there's a place called a fernery.
Yeah.
But it's, let's see
basically
here.
Basically like an arboretum, but with plants.
Ferns. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fern. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fernery. Right.
It's been the target of several instances of somebody dropping logs off among the ferns. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Local council is understandably frustrated with the incident, stating that there are several bathrooms within easy walking distance of the fernery, and that these happenings pose a public health hazard that require teams to perform extensive cleanup. They said the police will be called if the issue continues.
You're pooping in the fernery.
It will continue. Somebody's pooping in the fernery. Like you said, there's bathrooms everywhere. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose.
I'm fertilizing.
Probably. A Delta flight had to make an emergency landing due to a skipped drink order. Back to the skies. The story goes that while the flight from Fort Lauderdale was making its way to Los Angeles, flight attendants were making their way down the aisle, handing out complimentary drinks to passengers. One of the passengers was asleep in his seat, so he was skipped by attendants as they made their way on down. But luckily, our man woke up just in time to be able to get their attention by smacking the rear end of the female attendant that had just passed him.
No.
Brilliant.
No. He reportedly used enough force that it caused her to lurch forward, though he denies just such strength in the contact. Nevertheless, this was enough to ground the plane to escort the man off into the waiting arms of authorities. Delta cited a zero-tolerance policy for disruptive or unruly conduct on their flights and stood behind their crew. The booty smacker is now due in court. Don't smack her
don't
ass.
Do. On a plane. On don't a touch plane. Anybody.
Good work. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to New York for the latest rescue effort, and this one's a bit ridiculous. Firefighters got the call about a horse in need of rescue after it got itself stuck inside of a horse trailer. The horse had jumped over the chest bar divider inside of the trailer and got itself stuck. Rescuers worked together with local veterinarians to lift the horse using specialized rescue equipment, because they're heavy as hell, and removing part of the trailer divider system in order to set the animal free. It was monitored overnight and expected to make a full recovery. Stupid damn animals. Men's Room Sports, a good game 4 of the NBA Final over on NBC, Storm Basketball over on CW, and Baseball on MLB Network. The Mariners pulled their classic move and gave up a 4-1 lead in the final innings of last night's game just to make a dramatic win in the 10th, marking them safe from a series loss. The third game of that four-game series is finishing up over on Mariners TV. Somebody showed up to the game, and it was not Seattle. They will play that final game tomorrow afternoon. As far as your weather, we got partly cloudy skies with a low of 50 tonight, opening up to a fine sunny day tomorrow with a high of 71 as we begin to climb to a beautiful, warm, and sunny weekend. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Head chef bringing in lobster rolls for the entire show tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, man.
Really appreciate it. And, of course, the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, including the lobster rolls. Yeah. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.